Okay, today is Daf Yud Gimel. We're on Daf Yud Gimel. We're up to the Mishnah. A few lines down on the top of Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. Here we go. HaPesach v'Hachatas Sheshachton Shalol Lishma. If a Pesach and a Chatas are Shechted Shalol Lishma. We've learned already numerous times that a Pesach and a Chatas, right, have to be Lishma. If they're Shechted Shalol Lishma, or Kibel, you accept of dam, halach, zarak, shalol lishma, or you do the other avodos, shalol lishma. Oh, or lishma v'shalol lishma. You have a lishma thought and a shalol lishma thought in your head. Oh, shalol lishma v'lishma, or the other way around, psulin, they're all puzzle. The carbon is puzzle. Not only don't you get a check mark, nobody could eat it. It's pasul by a chatas and a pesach. Ketad lishma v'shalol lishma. What's an example of lishma and shalol lishma? What's an example of that? L'shem pesach u'l'shem shlamim. You have in mind both. I'm bringing it for a pesach. I'm also bringing it for a shlamim. Shalol lishma v'lishma. What's an example of shalol lishma and lishma? L'shem shlamim u'l'shem pesach. You have in mind a shlamim and also you throw in there a pesach. It's shalol lishma and lishma. It's no good. Okay? The mission is deceptively easy.
Deceptively.
Because the mission is easy. The Gemara is very hard today. Shazevach nifsal babadvarim. Because a carbon is puzzle for four reasons. In four things. It's puzzle in four things. What are the four things? Shchita, kibul, hiluch, ubizrika. Those are the four avodos of a carbon. First you shech the animal. Then you makabel the dam in a kli. Then you're holech, you go from wherever you are to the mizbeach. And then zvika, you do zvika tzadam. If you have shalol lishma thought by any one of those four, you're pasul. The carbon becomes pasul. Now when it comes to pigul means, when you do one of the avodos, you have in mind, you're gonna eat it either at the wrong time or the wrong place. Pigul only applies by Shechita and Zrika. Why is that? We'll get to that. But you need to know that for the rest of the daf today. Rabbi Shimon Machshe Behilach. Rabbi Shimon said there's no issue by Hilach. You could have a wrong Machshava by Hilach. That's not going to pass all the carbon. Because Shaya Omer, E'efshir Shlob Shechita, Shlob Kabbalah, Shlob Zrika. Those three, you can't have a carbon without them. It's impossible to have a carbon without Shechita. You can't have a carbon without shechting it. You can't have a carbon without Mekabel Adam, and you can't have a carbon without Zvika. Avol Esher below Hilach. You don't have to have Halacha. How could that be? Shochet Pitzad HaMizbeach V'Zorek. You do the Shechita right at the base of the Mizbeach, and then there you go. Then there you go. You're all good to go. You don't have to do Hilach. Says Reb Shimon, since you don't have to do Hilach, a machshava during Hilach is not going to pass all the carbon. Okay?
What about the eating? What is that considered?
What eating?
Afterwards.
No, that's not considered anything.
You're calling it, that's not part of the... No.
Not only that, we're going to learn, you have leftover dam in the kli. What do you do with that dam? You sprinkled it, you have leftover in the kli. What do you do with it? You flush it down the toilet? No. You put it to the yisod of the mizbeach. Is that a vital... Rashi, he says over here, Rashi says four words. Hilkach lo chashiva l'mifsal. It's not chashiv enough to pasel. It's not a chashiv enough avoda, according to Reb Shimon, to pasel the carbon if you have a wrong machshava by halacha. Why? Because I don't need halacha. What about pouring the leftover dam down the pipe on the yisod of the mizbeach? What about that? What about another one? What about burning the fat? After the carbon's done, you have to burn some fat. What about that? You hear? Thank you. What about that?
Thursday.
I know. What about that? He doesn't know that. What about that? What about that? What about that? So is that also a problem? Burning the fats? We're going to get to that. It's a whole daf today about that. So, that's Rabbi Shimon's shita. Tanakama held all four avodos. Rabbi Shimon held three out of the four. Now, Rabbi Eliezer has a hybrid shita. Rabbi Eliezer says like this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hamahalech, B'makam Shu Tzorech Lahalech, Machshava Psula. If you're walking, if you have to do halacha, because you shechted the animal in the tzafon of the Azara, and I have to walk to the Mizbeach. Therefore, the halach is necessary. Then a bad machshava is going to passel it. But what if you shechted the animal right by the Mizbeach? And your buddy down the other end of the Mizbeach, come look at this! So you go the wrong direction, holding the dam, and then you have a wrong machshava then. So, makam she'eino tzarech lahalich, you don't have to go anywhere. You're right at the Mizbeach. Why are you walking down the corridor? Why are you doing that? Because your friend called you over there. And then that halacha, you're going away from the Mizbeach. You're going the wrong direction. You have the wrong machshava, that's not going to passel. Ein machshava nifposelis. The machshava won't passel because you didn't have to go there. It wasn't necessary to go there. Okay?
But the fact is he did. He went there.
I know.
So,
but he went there not for the carbon.
Yeah, so
therefore, if you have a wrong machshava at that walking, you're walking to go visit your buddy, and you're holding the kli with you, and you have the wrong machshava, what am I doing? I got to go back to the Mizbeach.
Right.
That's not, and you have the wrong machshava, that's not going to passel it. Really? According to Rabbi Eliezer. It's three machlokas. Okay? Everyone got that machlokas? Good? Good. Now, says the Gemara, Tana Kama held, all four of those passel. All four. The Gemara says, V'kabbalah mi passel? Kabbalah also? You have the wrong machshava while you're accepting the dam into the cup. That also passels. Vatanya, vihikrivu. It says the word vihikrivu. What does vihikrivu mean? What does that word mean? In English, what does it mean?
Bring.
What? Bring. So the pasuk says, vishachar es ben habakar. Shech the cattle. Lefnei Hashem. Vihikrivu bnei Aaron hakohanim es hadam. And Aaron and the kahanim will bring the dam. Bring correctly means to bring. They'll bring the dam. What does that mean, bring the dam? It can be one of two things. It can be one of three things. It can be halacha, kabbalah, or zmika. What does it mean to bring? What does it mean to bring? V'ikrivu. Says the Gemara, zu kabbalah sadam. That kabbalah sadam means to bring. Ata omer, you say it means kabbalah sadam. You say it means kabbalah sadam. Oe no el zmika. Maybe it means zmika. To bring it, means to bring it, to do the right thing, to do Zerika. How do I know what it means? No, it can't mean that. Kishu Omer, Zarku, no, because there's another Pasuk, it's that same Pasuk. It says, V'ikrivu b'nei Aaron HaKohanim, they're going to bring it, and V'zarku, Es Adam, Alam Mizbeach, Saviv, they're going to sprinkle the dam like they're supposed to do. So what does V'ikrivu, it can't mean Zerika. A second later, it says V'zerika. So what does Kabbalah mean? What does Hikrivu, the word Hikrivu, what does it mean? It must mean, V'zarku has V'zerika Omer, Hamani Mekayim V'ikrivu. What must Vikrivu mean? Is that Kabbalah Saddam? It must be Kabbalah Saddam.
I would have thought that.
What?
I'll take halacha.
You would think it'd be halacha, right? But says the Gemara, it must mean Kabbalah Saddam. Says Rashi. Kishu Omer, Zek Kabbalah Saddam. It's like a little too few lines down where we are. Kida Ashkechan Kabbalah. Look at Rashi says. Kida Ashkechan Kabbalah Ba'olas Sinai. Because Bahar Sinai, it says over there, Kabbalah, by Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam Vayasam Ba'aganos, that Moshe took half the dam and put it in bowls. So over there, there was no Zerika. There was no Mizbeach. It was just a procedure. So over there, Kabbalah meant, the Vayikach, whatever, means Kabbalah, to put into the cup. So to over here, Kabbalah must mean the same thing. That's what Rashi says. That's why it's not halacha. Because by Har Sinai it wasn't halacha.
Problem with it is, Kabbalah Saddam means that you have to eat a kli for it. What if I just put my hand down before?
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Good question.
Rashi continues.
Rashi continues. Vaf al daf. Dak rava. Loshon halacha he. Really, Mati's right. The word hakrivi krivu means to carry it to halacha, to go. Not to, right? That's what it means. Kidarina lael. We said it on the Avdalid. The hikriv hakori es kakol. So Allah says, "Varum lekevesh." Then what it says in Davdal Dor veHikriv, we translated that to mean halacha, hacha, kivun de zimnan halacha lesa klal. Sometimes I don't need halacha. Sometimes I can get away without doing halacha. If I shecht it right over there by the mizbeach, I don't need halacha. Kimo hashochet betada mizbeach. Like I shecht it right on the side of the mizbeach, I'm standing right there. Lo kasav lekra the akabalahu the achteve. Therefore, the Torah didn't write the word Kabbalah. It wrote the Hikriv. And how do I ever know halacha? Because the Torah didn't say Kabbalah or halacha, it said vehikviv. So really it means both. When you have, but you don't always have to have halacha. So therefore vehikviv means Kabbalah. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Rashi explains.
Well, what's the point of getting the two corners? Well, what does that signify?
What?
That's
Zrika.
Well, what does that signify?
Why we do it like that, I don't know. You find, you know, people always talk about the secrets of Torah. I always say it applies to all this stuff. Above the red line, below the red line, this corner, that corner, has to straddle both corners. What's it all about? We don't know. We don't know. It's all chukim. I'm sure people know. I'm sure there are people out there that knew throughout history. We don't know. Right? The Gemara doesn't discuss those things. Now, we're still darshing this pasuk. So we said vikrivu means halacha, kabbalah. Then we said bnei Aaron akohanim. Says who's doing this? Who's doing this avoda? The children of Aaron, the kohanim, right? Bnei Aaron hakohanim, right? Shetehei b'kohen kosher ubeklisharis. It has to be with a kohen who's kosher, and klisharis doesn't mean a kli as opposed to your hand. It means the big day kahuna. That's what Rashi says. Fine.
So that's halacha.
What?
So that's halacha.
Yes. Now, we started off by asking, Kabbalah mi pasla? Does Kabbalah pasl? I'm not sure what that question meant, because we didn't discuss that. That's what we started off by saying. The Kabbalah mi pasla? You have a wrong machshava by Kabbalah? And then we just got through learning the drasha, where we get Kabbalah from. I don't know where that question comes up. How do you know Kabbalah has to be with a Kohen, Kosher, and a Big Day Kahuna? Maybe anybody could do Kabbalah. It can't be. Nemar Khan B'nei Aaron. V'nemar Lahalon, and it says in Parshas Bamidbar, the lineage of Aaron, it says, Ela Shmos B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, right? HaMeshuchim, that are anointed. Ma Lahalon B'Kohen Kosher U'B'Klisharetz. Just like over there, in Parshas Bamidbar, we're talking about Kohen Kasher and Klisharis. Af Kan, the Kohen Kasher, Uba Klisharis. So to hear, Kohen Kasher and a Klisharis. So,
just food for thought.
What? Now, how do we know that? How do you know when it says B'nai Aaron a Kohenim, it can't mean someone who says a mum, or someone who doesn't have to wear a big tikkuna? How do you know that? The answer is, it's a Gzeira Shava. So just food for thought for next week. The very first line of Parshas Emor says, Dabrel kol das. No, it's the wrong pasuk. One minute. It's the wrong parsha. Vayomar Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aaron. It's the only place in the Torah where it puts the word Kohanim before b'nei Aaron. We just had two psukim where it said, B'nei Aaron, HaKohanim. Here it says, no, HaKohanim, B'nei Aaron. Why is it backwards? That's food for thought. Why it's backwards? It's the Kohen.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Okay, so, Amr of Tarfon. Tarfon says a very strange thing. Ekapach es B'nai, I should bury my children, im lo shamati lahafkin hafrish ben Kabbalah l'Zrika. If anybody could explain to me the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika, ve'ein li l'tharich. I don't know the difference. So what does that mean? I don't know the difference. What? So Rashi says it means Va'ata Ose es Kabbalah Kishar Avodos. You made Kabbalah like a real avoda. Kabbalah and Zrika, right? So Rabbi Akiva equated Kabbalah and Zrika. They're both pasul, all the machshavas, they're all the same. So the Tarfon, Rashi, what they explain, what Rashi means to say is, I heard they're not the same. I heard Kabbalah is more mekel than Zrika. That's what I heard. So, Rabbi Arford said, I wish somebody would explain this to me. Because I heard something different. So, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ani Afarish, I'll explain to you. Kabbalah, lo asaba, machshava, kamaisa. Kabbalah, Kabbalah, lo asa, what does that mean? One second. Kabbalah, lo asaba, machshava, kamaisa. If someone has a right, there can be no piggle by Kabbalah. Someone, while they're doing Kabbalah Tadam, they're dreaming how they're going to eat the carbon at the wrong time. That's not piggle. Kabbalah, where am I? Lo asaba machshava kamaisa. Machshava, a wrong machshava, doesn't do anything. Doesn't turn it into a maisa. That's what that means. Zrika asaba machshava kamaisa. Zrika does. If you have the wrong machshava by Zrika, it's piggle. You have the wrong machshava by Kabbalah, it's not piggle. Why is that true? We're going to get to that in the next parak. Kablu b'chutz, I don't know how you do this, but somehow you do Kabbalah outside the Beis HaMikdash grounds, eino chayev kares. You're not chayev kares. Zarku b'chutz, onesh kares. If you do zvikas adam, I don't know how you can do that. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? You do zvikas adam in your backyard in Woodmere, kares, onesh kares. You get kares for that. You do Kabbalah in Woodmere, you don't get kares for that. What was that? How do you do Kabbalah with shechita? What does that mean? I don't know what that means, but that's it. Kibluhu psulim ein chayav an olav. If a puzzle person does Kabbalah, they're not chayav anything. Now how to do that, but they're not chayav. Zarku psulim chayav olav. If a puzzle person does zrika, they're chayav for that. So you see, even though they have the same halacha when it comes to machshava, like our Mishnah said, machshava for not pigle, machshava for shalol lishma, they're not really the same. Kabbalah is much more makel. There's no pigle by Kabbalah. There's no kares if they're wrong. Much more makel. But they're the same regarding lolo lishma. Yeah, the wrong guy in mind, it's a problem. But by Kabbalah also. But regarding other things, not such a big a deal. Right? That's where Reb Tarfon, that's where Reb Kiva, told back to Reb Tarfon. Oh, Reb Tarfon, wow.
Psulin is a coin.
What?
When he says psulin, he means a coin.
It can even mean a woman or even a Yisrael. Yeah. Not allowed to do it, but there's no onish for it. Or no kores, whatever. So Amalur of Tarfon, Havoda, unbelievable. Im, Hatith, Yamin, Vismol, if you lean to the left, to the left, Ani Shamati, I heard it, Vainly Lafarish, I didn't have an understanding, Ata, Doresh, Umaskim, Lashmua, Beloshan Azeh. Now you said it over, Amaskim. Amalur, Akiva, Kalaporish Mimcha, Kaporish Michai. Anyone who leaves you, it's as if they left life. You leave Rabbi Akiva, you're leaving life. Anyway, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, I just said something wrong. Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah said that if you have the wrong machshava by Kabbalah, it's a problem. And Rabbi Akiva said it's not a problem. Rabbi Akiva said it's not a problem. That's the kasha. Our Mishnah said all four vote is a problem. And Rabbi Akiva said it's not a problem. Not a problem. It's a kasha. How could Rabbi Akiva could argue on the Mishnah 100%, but it's a kasha. So, I'm a Rava lo kasha. It's not a kasha. What I said, kan machshev is pigle. Rava was talking about pigle. Pigle's a problem. Pigle's not a problem by Kabbalah. Kan machshev is shlo lishma. The Mishnah was talking about shlo lishma. It's two different things. Shlo lishma is yes a problem by Kabbalah, and pigle's not a problem by Kabbalah. What's the distinction? We'll see in a few minutes. Why is Piggle theoretically more makel? We'll see in a few minutes.
Isn't that Reb Shimon also?
What?
Reb Shimon.
No, Reb Shimon said there's only no Piggle by Halacha. Not Piggle. Shalol Lishma. Shalol Lishma is a different psul than Piggle. Why is it a different psul? Very different. Shalol Lishma means I have the wrong guy in mind. And Piggle means I have the wrong makshava about when I'm going to eat it. They're two different things. Deikanami. I'll prove to you that's true. Diktoni, because our Mishnah said, Shazavach nifsal. If you shecht it with Shlo Lishma, it's nifsal. V'lo katani mispagel. It doesn't say anything about pigle. Shma mina. That our Mishnah wasn't talking about pigle. Our Mishnah was talking about Shlo Lishma, a different thing. Rabbi Akiva was talking about pigle. There's no pigle by Kabbalah. Umachsheves pigle lo basal by Kabbalah. There's no Kabbalah. There's no machsheves pigle by Kabbalah. Is that true? There's no pigle by Kabbalah. For Tanya, Yachal lo te machsheva moila elav zikul bavad. I would only think that there's only pigle by zrika. I would think that, says Rashi, it's in the middle of the wide lines, toward the end of a line, like, I don't know, almost more than, a little more than halfway down. Ela b'zrika, what does Rashi say? B'machashe b'shat zrika. During the zrika, you think, al menas, lechol, mizivcho, b'yom ha-shlishi, I'm going to eat this the wrong time. Right? D'chsiv kra, it says in the pasuk, b'machshev es pigol, ha-makarev oso, lo yichashev. Don't have that thought. Don't have those bad thoughts of the wrong time. Yalfina minei, b'perik beiz, b'machashe b'shat ha-krava, lechol mizivcho, yom ha-shlishi, kasem medaber, v'akrava hainu zrika. And over there, ha-krava means zrika. So I would think, the only time you have pigol is by zrika. Right? Minayin l'rabba, shchita v'kabbalah. How do I know? This pigle. By Shechita Kabbalah also. Talmud Lomar. V'ma'ochel yochel mi'basar zevach shlomov. And if you're going to eat from this kind of animal, pigle who? It's pigle. Lo yiratza. It's not good. Not good. B'dvarim ha'medin le'achila kasa medaber. What? When does pigle apply? When does pigle apply? By any avoda that gets you to eating. What avoda gets you to eating? The carbon. Every avoda that gets you to eating.
Except an ola, because it goes apart.
But we're not talking about an ola. What? But it could be. It also could be the mizbeach eating, meaning the burning the fat. That, so what avoda gets you to eating? Every avoda that gets you to eating. Right? Without shchita, you can't eat it. Without kabbalah, you can't eat it. So kabbalah's on the list of pigle. Without kabbalah, you can't eat it. So, yachal shenimar b'av shivichas shirayim. V'aktaretz imurin. I would also include pouring over the extra dam in my cup down the yesod of the mizbeach and burning the fat at night when everyone goes home. That's also the answer is Talmud Lomar Bayom Hashlishi Lo Yiratza Hamakrav Oso Lo Yichashev. Right now Zrika Bichlal Hoisa. When the pasuk said Hakrava, it meant Zrika. So Zrika, I already know Lama Yatza. Why is Zrika singled out? Why is Zrika singled out? L'hakish aleha, lo melacha. Ma Zrika miyuchedeth. Shehi avoda. Zrika is special. Why is it special? Because an avoda, umakvith kapara. Without it, you're never going to get kapara. Without Zrika, you're not going to get kapara. Let's say I don't have so much Zrika. I don't have so much dam in the cup. There's often to spill out afterwards. The carbon's puzzle. I don't have any dam in the cup to spill out. No, of course it's not puzzle. Let's say I never do the burning of the fat on the mizbeach. I never do it. The corn forgot. Never did it. Nothing affects your carbon. But your carbon's still valid. Right?
Isn't it a melser when you leave it open?
That's only if it's edible. This is not edible. This is supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. I forgot. Doesn't affect the carbon. Okay, I'm not saying the corn's going to get corn of the year. But it's not, it doesn't affect the carbon. So there's no pickle by that. Ah, kol avodo ma'kevres kapara. Yatsu, only avodos where kapara is involved. Yatsu shvichas shirayim, that excludes spilling out the leftover dam, which is not ma'kev. Uvaktores emurin, shem enakvres kapara. They're not going to affect the kapara. Okay? Now, that's a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, is Kabbalah pigle or not? Rabbi Akiva said no. Rabbi Akiva said no. There's no Kabbalah. There's no pigle by Kabbalah. And this Bryce said yes, there is. That's the kasha. Okay. Good. So says the Gemara, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha. What Rabbi Akiva said that there's no Kabbalah. There's no pigle by Kabbalah. It's medubar damar harini shochet almanas lekabel dama lemachar. What he said was really, really by Kabbalah there is pickle. Really, there is pickle by Kabbalah. When Rabbi Akiva said there's no pickle by Kabbalah, what he meant was you can't do pickle on the Kabbalah. Pickle's not chal on Kabbalah. A guy does the shechita dreaming he's going to do the Kabbalah tomorrow. There's no such. That's not pickle. Now, we're going to see the Rashi inside, because Rashi's going to change that. And
how is that even possible?
Exactly. How is that even possible? Because, yeah. Because
once the blood runs out, it runs out.
No, so hold on 1 second. Ha! When the Bryce said that there is pigle by Kabbalah, Hareini mekabel dama. I'm going to do Kabbalah al manat lishboch shirayim lemachar to do some other avodah at the wrong time. That it could be that yes. So now go turn back to Amud Aleph because the Rashi's are on Amud Aleph. So. Because it's the way Rava explained it. Rava explained that the distinction between the Mishnah and the Braisa was, is there Kabbalah, is there Pigel by Kabbalah or not? Rava explained, our Mishnah is no Pigel by Kabbalah. And Rabbi Kiva said there is. So how could Rava say that? It's not true. Who holds that there's no Kabbalah by Pigel? There's a Preferish of Braisa. There's no Pigel by Kabbalah, Preferish of Braisa. How could Rava say that? That's why it's a Kashan Rava. So, the Rashi says, lo kasha. Ha diktani la'el. Machsheves kabbalah. Lo pasla bepigol. When do we say, I'm in the Rashi of lo kasha. One, two, it's like five lines in the bottom of the page. It's really on what we just said. The printer couldn't sit on number aleph, on number bay. They put it here. So, diktani la'el, we learned before. Machsheves kabbalah. Lo pasla bepigol. There's no kabbalah, there's no pigol by kabbalah. What did that mean? Lo kishechishe b'shas kabbalah al achilas basar. Not that when he did the Kabbalah, he was dreaming about Achilas Basar. That is Pigel. That's not what he meant. Ella, the Mechashe B'Shas Shechita, during the Shechita, Almanas L'Kabal Dam L'Machar. I'm going to do Kabbalah tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do wrong. The Ilus Rika Kai Gavna Asava Machshava Kamaisa. Had you had that Machshava by Zrika, that would be a problem. I'm going to do the Zrika tomorrow. That's a problem. Im shachar al manas lizrok dam lamachar, pigel. If I say I'm going to do the Zrika tomorrow, that's a problem. Why? What's wrong with that? I'm shachting the animal today. I'm going to do the Zrika tomorrow. What's wrong with that? Because dahainu achilas mizbeach. Pigel, Zrika is the achila on the mizbeach. That cannot be at the wrong time. It's Rabbi behed yafilu shvichas shvayim. Come on. That's going to apply even for the Shirayim of the Dam. We said before that there's no Kabbalah on Shirayim of the Dam. There's no Pigel on Shirayim of the Dam. That's not so true. So if during the Shechita somebody thinks, I'm going to do the Zrika tomorrow. That's Pigel. Why is that Pigel? Because the Zrika has to be at the right time. Why? Because that's Achilas HaMizbeach. There's two Achilas. Achila for you. And achilas of the mizbeach. What's achilas of the mizbeach? Zrika. What about if someone's during the shechita says, I'm going to do Kabbalah at the wrong time? Yeah, I'm going to do Kabbalah tomorrow.
How's that possible?
That's nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nothing. That's what he meant to say. There's no pigle by Kabbalah. That's what he meant to say. When is there yes pigle by Kabbalah? The Gemara said, Hareini mekabel dama al manas. I'm doing the Kabbalah with the intention of doing something wrong. So Rashi says, Hai diktani menayin l'rabba shechita v'kabbalah, mechashi b'shas kabbalah, during the Kabbalah I'm dreaming, al manas lishbok shirayim o'achas mishar achilos ka'amri. I'm going to do one of the other achilos at the wrong time. For example, eating it, shirayim madam, I'm doing all that. That's pigle. That's how we explain the distinction between yes, pigle by Kabbalah, and no pigle by Kabbalah. Really, what the standard definition of pigle means, when you do the avoda, you're dreaming of doing something wrong. That has by Kabbalah as well. What don't you have by Kabbalah? During the shechita, I dreamed about the Kabbalah, that's not pigle. Okay? Now, tomorrow or Shabbos, Rabbi Yirmi is going to ask, when you do the Zrika, so the blood's in the air, so is this pigle then? Or he's going to ask that tomorrow. Yeah? If you have that machshava during the while it's flying from your cup or your finger onto the mizbeach, it's a pigle then. Once it's the mizbeach, it's too late. He's going to ask that.
Right. By shechita, how long the whole thing takes? 1 second.
Correct.
Have this machshava before.
That's a good question. Now, Amalehu Rabban al-Rava. Now, we just contradicted ourselves. Because we said that there's no pigle by the Shirayim of the Dam or the Haktaras Emurin. Now Rashi just said there is. So which one is it? So Amalehu Rabban al-Rava. Shvicha Shirayim. You have leftover dam. You pour it down the shirayim, means leftover. You pour it down the yisod of the mizbeach, or haktaras emurin, or burning the fats after the cupboards, after you go, you can do it at night. Lo pas labu makshava. That's no makshava for that. There's no pickle on that. Vatnan yachal lo yete makshava moelas ela bachilas basar. I would think that pickle only works on eating the basar. Minayin l'rabu shvicha shayim haktaras emurin. How do you know it applies to these other avodos? Talmud lomar v'ma ochel yachel. B'shtei achilas akas b'davar. Two achilas. Achas achilas adam, achas achilas mizbeach. So this brisa seems to say that there is pigul on shirayim adam and on the burning of the fat. And Rava said there isn't. So which one is it? Yes or no? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha. When do we say that there's yes pigul on these things? Damar hareini zorek almanas lishbok shirayim lamachar. Same answer. When do we say that there's pigul if during the avoda you dream of doing the shirayim at the wrong time? Ha! When do we say there's no pigul? Hamar hareini shofek shirayim amanas lahakta eruvin lamachar. During the pouring of the dam, I'm dreaming about doing the emurim at the wrong time. There's no pigul on that. Okay? What's the difference? I don't know. Okay. Next. Brand new topic. This is a hard topic. Amar Yehuda Breid Rav Chia. Shamati, I heard, Shetvilas Etzba Mifageles Bechatas Pinimis. There's a certain chatas, a few chatases, that are brought inside the Kodesh. Like a chatas, if the whole Klal Yisrael does have Avodah Zarah, these kinds of things. And there's no cup. There's no cup over there. The zrik is done by dipping your finger in the cup. You don't sprinkle the blood from the cup. You put your finger and you sprinkle your finger. He said, I heard you can have pigul by that also. You can have pigul by zrika with your finger. Why? It says Rashi. Hamur bechatas pinimios. V'tava ha-kohen etzba'o. The kohen has to stick his finger in the thing. Mefageles bechatas im tava amanas lahat de rumel amachar. There could be pigul if you dip your finger in and sprinkle it on the dreaming about doing some other thing puzzle.
Tomorrow,
right. And there's even pigle on that. What's the issue? Why not? So Shama Ilfa heard that. Amra, Kamedar of Pada, Amar, Klum Lamadnu Pigle El Mishlamim. The whole makar of pigle is by a carbon shlamim. We learn out every other animal from a carbon shlamim. Mal shlamim ain't tfilas etzba mifagalas ben. There is no tfilas etzba by a shlamim. Why? Because by a shlamim, the zrik is done in the kli, not on your finger. So there is no piggle by, there's no such thing. So how could you tell me there's piggle by a chatas penimus with your finger? The whole makar is learned out of shlamim, and there is no finger by shlamim.
Isn't that called zrika?
What?
Isn't that still called zrika, however you do?
But the Gemara is going to end up answering that. Now the Gemara says, it can't learn that. How could that be? How can there be piggle on something that doesn't exist by the makar? Ah, chatos ain't tefilas etzba mifagalas ben. There should be no pigle by a chatos. There should be no such thing. By a chatos pnimios, where you use your finger. There should be no such thing. V'chikol ha-shlamim, v'yakol b'shlamim landu. Everything's learned out from shlamim. Is that true? Everything's learned out from shlamim. E ma shlamim shlol shma ain motzi midei pigle. Okay. Let's say, tomar af b'chatos shlol shma ain motzi midei pigle. And that's not true. Okay. Let's say somebody has two bad thoughts. Number one, he has a piggle thought. And number two, he has a shalol l'shma thought. He has two bad thoughts.
At the same time.
He's dreaming about he's going to eat this next Tuesday, which is piggle. He also had the wrong guy in mind.
I thought piggle only applied if everything else was kosher.
So piggle only applies. So, when it comes to a shlamim, you're allowed to have two bad thoughts. So the bad thought of shalol l'shma won't save the pigle. But by a chatos it will. By a chatos, the only way you could be over on pigle is if everything else was perfect. Everything else has to be perfect. By shlamim, not everything has to be perfect. So what do you mean? So tell me, the bakar is shlamim, but by shlamim, not everything has to be perfect. By chatos it does. Where'd you get that from? If everything's learned out of shlamim, then how can this be true? By chatos, everything has to be perfect. By shlamim, it doesn't. Right? That's what the Gemara just said. Mashlamim, where am I? V'chi mikol ha-shlamim, shlamim, everything's out of shlamim, ima ha-shlamim, shlol l'shma, ein motzi midei pigol, having a bad, another bad thought, doesn't save you from pigol, still pigol, even though you had another bad thought, av chadis shlol l'shma, so to chadis by shlol l'shma, ein motzi midei pigol, that shouldn't save you from pigol, and it does save you from pigol, right? It does save you from pigol. How could that be? The makar is not like that, the makar shlamim, elamai yisach alameymar, what are you going to answer me? Me riboy krak asi, because the extra psukim that we learn out all these various halachas. Yeah, the makar for pigol is shlamim. Does everything have to be exactly the same? No. By shlamim you have a rule. Another bad thought won't save you from pigol, and by chadis you don't have such a rule. Rashi says, kol hazvachim lepigol b'toras kahanim lomi shlamim lamdu. It's not really learned out of shlamim. What's it learned out of? Different psukim, different limudim, different extra letters. You know. Hilkach, kol chad v'chad mai depasel, motiyim de pigol. Every carbon has its own world. Some carbonos, you have another machshava, you get saved from pigol. Some you don't. Right? V'chol inyan ha-ba'ol de pigol, kol chad v'chad mai dechziv bei dehavi avoda mevil de pigol. So every carbon is unique. Every carbon has different rules, every carbon is different. So, ha-chanami, over here, so therefore, what's the big kasha that when you have a chatas panimios and you use your finger, you can have pigol? Why not? Because you don't have that by a shlamim, so not every rule has to be exactly the same. Okay? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ba'aliyah zu shamati. Tevilas etzpa mispagelas. I heard that tevilas etzpa, spindle of your finger, you can have pigol by that also. Now we just did this whole thing. Taibe Rishon ben Lakish. Rishon ben Lakish asked the kasha. What do you mean? Klum labadu pigol elam ishlamim. What do you mean? How could that be? We all learned that from shlamim. Ma shlamim ein tevilas etzba mifagelas ben. Af chatas ein tevilas etzba mifagelas ben. There's no finger by shlamim. How could a finger by a chatas make pigol? No such thing. We just said, we're just repeating it. It's two different people saying the exact same thing. V'chi hakol mishlamim lamdu what? Everything's out of pigol? Everything's out of shlamim? Everything's out of shlamim? No. E ma shlamim shlol shmon ein motiv de pigol. If you have pigol by a shlamim and another shlol shma, you still chayef pigol. Af chatas shlol shma in motzi b'dei pigol, but by a chatas that's not true. Everything else has to be perfect. Amar b'yosi b'bichanina in yes hakol b'shlamim lamdu. Everything's without a shlamim. I disagree. Hovel the chutzim koma posel b'shlamim v'shlol shma. Hovel chutz the chutzim koma posel b'shlamim v'shlol shma. Okay, listen to this. Hovel. Chutzlim komo, posel b'shlamim. Chutzlim komo, it's posel b'shlamim. Yes, that's called pigol. Shalol l'shma, posel b'chatos. Or shalol l'shma, posel z'chatos. Have the wrong guy in mind. Does shalol l'shma posel b'shlamim? No. Says Rabbi Yossi, ma chutzlim komo, ha posel b'shlamim. You have a pigol thought by shlamim. Motzi midei pigol. Right? So he holds, Rabbi Yossi holds, that pigol, that if you have two machshavos wrong by a shlamim, it will save you from pigol. He holds it does. Af shalol l'shma posel b'chatas motzi midei pigol, so too, the wrong thought by chatas also won't save you from pigol. Why? Because everything has to be perfect. So what do you see from here? So according to Rabbi Yossi, everything taka is learned out from shlamim. He held that just like by chatos, you have to have everything perfect. Pigol with another thought will not make pigol. So too by shlamim, pigol with another thought will not make pigol. So he held everything is learned out of shlamim. If everything is learned out of shlamim, why is there pigol by an etzba? There's no etzba by shlamim. Dr. Akasha, Amar v'yirmiya mitzidei tavra. No. What you just said prove you're wrong. Why? Here's Yirmiyah. Ready? Ma'ala chutzlim komo. You have a chutzlim komo thought. Posel b'shlamim. That ruins a shlamim. Shkei noeg b'chol hazvachim. Pigol applies to every carbon. Tomar b'shalol l'shma. What about shalol l'shma? What about shalol l'shma? You have the wrong guy in mind. Is that possible shlamim? No. You have to bring another one, but that's impossible. Tomer b'shlo l'shma, she ain't no egel ha-peitzach v'chatas b'lvad. I just proved to you that Shlomim and Chatzos are not the same. So how could you tell me they are the same? The answer is, clearly not the same. So just like they're not the same about that, they're not the same about Piddle either. And therefore, Etzba by Chatzos will be Piddle, and by Shlomim there is no such thing. So what? Elamayisach Olameimar. What are you going to answer back? Dabra posel behen, motziyim de piggle. Whatever is good will create piggle. Dabra ma'akev behen, divino de piggle. And whatever is ma'akev can bring you to piggle. Hachanami here too. Dabra posel ba motim de piggle. Dabra ma'akev ba mevilo de piggle. In other words, not all kabbalas are created equal. By a shlamim, there is no finger. There is no finger, so it's not an issue. By chatas, there is a finger, and therefore that's an issue, and therefore it'll create piggle. Aye, chatas is learned out of shlamim. That's true, not for everything. Amr of Murray. Af ana nami tanina. We also learned that, by the way. It says in Menachos, Zaklau. Here's the rule. Kol hakomates, anytime you do kmitza, now, a mincha has also four avodos. Kmitza, nisina bakli, hamolech, v'hamaktir. Same four avodos, right? Now, the brisa doesn't. The Gemara doesn't end off the brisa. The brisa ends off, and there's piggle on those four. There's piggle on those four. Same four that we have by shechita, you have by a mincha also. Bishloma komate hainu shochi. What's komate? The equivalent of shechita. Molech hainu molech. Molech is the same thing as halacha, right? Makdir nami hainu zorik. Makdir is rika. Elanosin bikli, mind you, what is that? Nosin bikli. What is that? The Kohen takes a komet, puts it in a kli, they walk that kli over to the Mizbech, and they burn it on the Mizbech. What's the nosin? The equivalent of Kabbalah. I take the dam, a cup, and I get the dam. Here, I take the komet, and I put it in the kli. Same thing. Says the Gemara, it's totally different. E lema, the dami la Kabbalah. You want to tell me that's Kabbalah? Me dami? It's not the same thing at all. Hasam amela. By shechita, the Kohen doesn't have to do anything. You slaughter an animal, blood comes out. What you got to do is put the cup there and catch it. Hacha iu kashakel v'rami. Here you have to take the komet and put it into the kli. Mamash have to do something. It's more work. Ella, what's the answer? Kivin de lo sagi de lo yoev. You can't do a carbon without Kabbalah. You can't do a mincha without putting it in the kli. You have to do that a step. Al karche avoda chashuvihi. They're both the same. Hachanami, so to here. Kivin de lo sagi de lo ovidle. There's no way to do a chatas panini without sprinkling it with your finger. There's no way to avoid it. You have to do that. Al karchach hainu halacha. Therefore, it's the same thing as halacha. Al karchach hainu halacha. Therefore, what do you mean? It's hainu halacha. Right? In other words, it's what he means to say is, it's a machshava, piggle can apply. Just like you have to have it. Right? Yeah. He means to say it's a machshavas psol. That's what he means to say. It doesn't. Nothing. What he means to say is that it's a required step. I don't know why he calls it halacha. It's a required step that you have to do. You don't have the other kabanos. Not every carbon is created equal. By this carbon, you have to. You can't get around it. Just like by a kibitza, you can't get around putting it in the kli. You have to do it. Says the Gemara, lo, not necessarily true. Lo'olam d'dami l'kabbalah. Really, maybe it's like Kabbalah. U'dekamarta hacham meila hashamiyu kashakel v'yav. By a carbon, it happens automatically, and by a kibitza, you have to do it yourself. Kivan d'idi v'idi matan klihu. Since both of them have to be putting in a kli. Mali meila mali kashakel v'yav. What's the difference? If you do it by itself, or happens by itself? Or you do it, or happens by itself? What's the difference? Therefore what? Oh, I skipped a line, I'm sorry. No, I didn't skip a line. No, okay, fine, I didn't skip a line. Right? So therefore what?
The comates of the chariots is the same as the vote of the
Kabbalah. Right, but what about Tvilas? What about putting your etzba in the kli? That doesn't exist by shlomim. So maybe that wouldn't be chayiv. Maybe you wouldn't be chayiv for that. Maybe there's no pickle for that. because as we said before, that Kemitah and Shechita, they're both similar. At the end of the day, something got into the Kli. How? It doesn't matter how. Either he did it be a dayim or it happened by itself. However, Zvikas Etzba does not exist by Shlomim, so maybe it wouldn't apply.
The blood ends up on him
as well. So we're going to tell them. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Right.